Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to the special summer episode of This Just In Radio. We're broadcasting live from my Atlanta studios. I'm here with Roberta Mullen from Healthcare Now Radio. Welcome to the studio as well, Roberta.
Justin, I'm so glad to be here.
I'm looking forward to this. We're going to have a great 3 hours. We decided to do this show about a month and a half ago. We do a HIMSS radio show, HIMSS annual conference every year. I think we just decided we're going to do our sixth one coming up in March there in Orlando. But we decided, you know what, let's do a mid-year check-in. Has some great guests. And actually, one of my guests just walked in the studio, Jeff Brown, CIO of Piedmont Healthcare. And we're going to certainly look forward to speaking with Jeff here in a few minutes. But we decided, you know what, let's do a mid-year check-in on where healthcare is headed, innovation, strategy, and public policy. And it's just an exciting time in our industry, great evolutions across the board. And we're really starting to see some outcomes from technology. We've always had the promises of what technology and innovation can deliver, but we're really starting to see, I call it innovation-enabled outcomes. And so excited to get into some of that today. Just a terrific lineup. This is my 182nd episode. And due to some of Roberta's magic, I'm sure she's going to be able to spread this out to a couple more shows coming up. Again, this is going to be a 3 hour live broadcast. And I wish someone was across from me when I decided to do a 3 hour show and bonked me on the head because I scheduled no breaks for myself at all. And, yeah, but we'll make it happen. And certainly if I need to take a quick quote unquote, a station break, Roberta, you can step in. And certainly Stone, you are here as well, my friend. Stone is a great partner of my show. You've been with me for, gosh, since day one.
Hey, I absolutely love doing this with you. It beats the heck out of working.
Yeah, you actually joined, I think it was HIMSS 15. We were in Chicago. And you and I opened up, and I think it was a 90-minute or a 2-hour straight broadcast. My very first time ever doing a radio show, never mind a live broadcast.
Well, you'd have never known it. It came off extremely well. I think that's why you're in such demand now. You promised me a nice meal and a walk by the lake, and I said, color me there.
There right? You go. You did. You were fantastic. I appreciate you. I appreciate your partnership. You guys have been so supportive. Again, Stone with Business Radio X, Stone Payton with Business Radio X. They have been great. But I will say the person who I owe this all to is Roberta Mullen from Healthcare Now Radio. I remember back in 2013, in late 2012, 2013, she posed the idea of doing a radio show. And I didn't really have the bandwidth. We're still building the company at the time or getting ready to sell it, actually. But then I think the day we decided to sell it, I reached out, say, all right, let's talk about this some more. And you immediately came back and say, how about we call it This Just In Radio?
I actually remember when we met at Georgia Tech.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Entrepreneur in residence there?
Yes. And you brought me down there to show me that. And,
that's right.
And we really do have to give props to Atlanta because you can't really do this show. You can't really do this show everywhere, right?
Yeah.
But Atlanta, health IT is big and our health systems are really big. We have Piedmont, Emory. We've got a good ecosystem here. So. Yeah. That's why we're able to do this.
Yeah, we do. I mean, building on that, we actually have, I mean, at any given time, 250 healthcare and health IT companies just in the metro region in our surrounding 12 counties. So it is an amazing epicenter for healthcare and health IT. Again, we'll be speaking with Jeff here in a little bit, Jeff Brown, CIO of Piedmont Healthcare, but a great innovator in his facility. They have been phenomenal partners. Cause it's not just about what the innovators do, but we need the colleges to give us the graduates, to give us our entrepreneurs for our companies. But then also we need the health systems to step up and pioneer some of our innovations and take them on and help us build them. And Piedmont, oh gosh, they've had numerous innovations there that work early, but now much more mature, but they've done a great job helping foster some of those innovations from our community. So we're grateful for what Piedmont.
Your new cardiac wing.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Mm-hmm. But great show coming up. We have 12 amazing industry thought leaders joining the show, as well as 3 of healthcare's top policymakers calling in starting at 12:15 p.m. So you can certainly check out our run a show. It's amazing. These are all not only great people, great thought leaders, but I'm grateful. They're also very good friends of mine, every one of them. And so I'm great. I'm grateful for this opportunity today. Hopefully it's going to make for some great radio. I know we're going to make some great podcasts from this later on. And I'm grateful for that, for you, Roberta, really carrying on this message. And then today's broadcast, if you ever joined us before at in our hymns 15, hymns 16, hymns 17, hymns 18, hymns 19, and soon hymns 20, these broadcasts really do bring you the latest innovations, technology, strategies, and best practices to successfully navigate healthcare. And in come March for hymns 20, again, we'll be doing this again live there from the show floor, and we'll bring the most sought after CIOs, CEOs, care providers, policymakers, and healthcare visionaries. And as always, you'll be able to stream us at brxlive.com, thisjustinradio.com, and certainly healthcarenowradio.com. We expect over 50,000 listeners today, and hopefully our network will continue to grow. So certainly tune in March when we do another live broadcast. And I certainly want to take a moment here to thank our show's long-term partners, you know, Lenovo, Lenovo Health, Intel, Intel Health, our new partner, Rama on Healthcare, but Rama and I have been good friends. He has the best daily thought leadership and just compilation of healthcare stories coming through. So check out Rama on Healthcare. He's fantastic, great partner of mine. He's a great visionary as well, but he really showcases all the top stories of the day that happen in healthcare. And then certainly my studio partners, Healthcare Now Radio and Business Radio X. You guys are phenomenal. I'm grateful for your partnership. You guys have been supporting me now for 5-6 years, and it's been a great journey. So let's dive in a little bit what are your thoughts on where we should go coming up even this fall? I mean, I know we're going to talk about a little bit today. We have some great thought leaders, Roberta, but I would love to know your thoughts on some of my ONC guests that are coming up. I know we've got some rules that are in the wind, and so this can be an exciting day. Maybe they can announce something. Maybe they can we'll just talk about where we are. But what are some of your thoughts?
Well, I'm very excited to hear the ONC, to be this close to the actually speaking to them. I'm very excited for the ONC, especially with Steve Posnack. His new position, he has been a really great, stable person there. Rutgers has been a great for what we've got, the turmoil that we've got going on right now. Yeah. That department and office there has really stayed the course and have been really happy about that.
Yep.
You know, CMS all over the place, but I think ONC have been really, really happy about that. So I'm really excited to hear from them. We're still in a comment period to the big rules that are out right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure they're going to say anything, but they always have something to say.
Yeah, no, they have some great guidance, and hopefully, and we'll see, what they have to say. I'm Dr. Don Rucker, who is a national coordinator. He's comes from actually the vendor side of the house, and now he's on the policy side and the government side, and he's a great partner of the industry, and he's just done a great job in his leadership position. And now Steve Posnack, he's just, like you said, he's been a mainstay forever. Steve's a great guy, a great policymaker. He listens to the industry. He's in touch with the industry. He knows the ebbs and flows. He knows the life cycles of products, and so he knows how to write the regulatory requirements around that very well, in my opinion, at least. I don't want to speak for the whole industry.
And don't forget Steve. Standards. He is the standards man.
Yes, he is the standards man in healthcare.
Mr. Standards.
Yes. Very excited. And then certainly having Catherine Marchesini, the chief policy officer. Privacy officer. Mm-hmm. Chief privacy officer for ONC and HHS.
She's one of the attorneys there. Yeah, yes. She's new. And she seems to be really coming into her own there, too. Yeah. I'm just real happy. I was worried about everybody turning there, but they didn't. And it's been very good because the industry, the IT side of things really needs to stay the course.
Yes.
Has to.
Yep. And they've done a very good job. And so we're looking forward to some announcements maybe today. And certainly seeing where some of this goes. But then also, even talking, we're going to have some great innovations coming up here. We're going to hear about, it's really kind of cool. You're going to hear from HIMSS directly, but then also in some of their thoughts for where the industry is going. I'm sure some placeholders from what we're going to see for HIMSS 20, again, coming in early March in Orlando. And I'll talk a little bit about that at the 11:30 hour, but certainly want to get everybody seeing what's coming, understanding what's coming, but also making your reservations. There's probably going to be 35,000-40,000 of us there in Orlando. It grows every year. But I'm going to give you a little word of
encouragement. But Orlando doesn't grow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. But I want you to make reservations. I think, you know, my insider track, I've been going for 22 years. And again, I'll cover all this later on as well. But to make hotel reservations now, if not, you get stuck 4 or 5 miles out from the convention center, and it's just much more inhibiting. When we move very quickly while we're there, you want to be able to run in back and forth to your hotel room and just get around. And so book your hotel room early and get your reservation early there. It'll make your life so much easier. Certainly, if you want to book in 15, 20, 30 meetings, you want to have easy access to your room and just moving around. So I'll give you some insider tips.
You know, I know you're going to talk to your people today about the innovations, what they're doing. You've got some really cool new companies and StayFast. But, you know, I'm on the news side. So on the news side, I think that some of the really interesting things right now are in the telemedicine side.
Yes.
And telemedicine is not new. It's been around for decades.
It has.
The military used, I believe, in the Vietnam War.
Right.
Okay. But you look at that, you know, telemedicine now, and every day I read about the new ways they're doing it. They're using mobile technology. We have so many different devices, and we have so many people now getting involved in their healthcare that it's the most interesting. To me, it's the most interesting. You can talk about AI, you can talk about population health, we've been talking about that.
Right.
But telemedicine has done the biggest growth and just like really innovative stuff going on there to meet the needs of the next generation that is so different coming up. You know, they want their healthcare care like they want to go to dinner.
Right.
They do not want, you know, their father's healthcare.
Right.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. No, good. You bring a great point. Actually, just reading from a timely basis here, Cleveland Clinic provided 46,000 telehealth visits in 2018. That actually came across my Rama feed this morning. So ironically, you bring up telemedicine. I just read that. But I mean, the thing with telemedicine and telehealth is I think it's finally been integrated into the care strategy and care plan for the patient. It's not a standalone. In my opinion, when telemedicine was first rolled out, it was really rolled out in a standalone, one vertical, maybe to help with the ER overflow or just, you know, individual patient visits that are kind of the one-offs. And there is a model for that, but it wasn't as strong as people wanted. And again, it was not integrated into the care plan. Now it's getting much more integrated in the care plan. I'm the chairman of a company here in Georgia that's rolling out, but telemedicine is a central part of the entire care strategy from the doctor. It's integrated with the doctor. The doctor's visits on a daily basis. They can see all their patients via telehealth, in virtual care and a virtual platform, or you can come in. It's part of their whole care episode and the care strategy for every single patient. And when you design it day one from that, you do change the model. It is the new generation of healthcare. It's not your father's healthcare.
Well, and even more importantly, they're now paying for the visits. Okay.
Correct.
So
very
now
important.
Now that's the most important thing that they're actually recognizing it as, and that's the virtual care side. But even on the mobile side, you have people interacting with your patients, the women who are pregnant, keeping tabs on them, chronic care, specifically these niche type of things. It's education side. You want to go? Well, here's your scheduling. Yep. Everything is now, you know, in that. The virtual care is one aspect of it, but it's actually being paid for now. So.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's being paid for and reimbursed for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you have the whole patient engagement, patient empowerment, and patient management through that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the health plans that I'm aware of and that I'm a part of actually. It's not just the reimbursement is actually just part of the whole care strategy. Technically, there's not a reimbursement for it. It's just included in the patient's membership with a health plan. So they have access to it, access to their doctor, you know, on demand for the most part. And then the doctor may be in with a patient, but the moment they're out of that appointment, they can call back and do a video visit with their patient. If the patient's calling in and wants that video visit. And there's no charge for it. There's no reimbursement. It's just part of their care plan. And that's where healthcare is evolving too. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are, you know, 99% of the market has to reimburse for, but now you have these new models that are being created with telehealth, just fully integrate into the membership of being a member of a plan. So very, very excited. And I agree with you. Telehealth is really coming to its own. And I'm also excited for remote patient monitoring, but I'm sure that all that will come out. I do want to roll into our very first guest, my good friend, my peer on my Georgia HIMSS board, Jeffrey Brown, from CIO, Piedmont Healthcare. Welcome to the show, my friend.